Susan.
Good morning. If you're with us today, this is the LBNA committee. Today is January 29th. It is 8 a.m. in the morning. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Osterman.
Here.
Representative Herron.
Here.
Representative Olson. Representative Josephson.
Here.
Representative Stoltz. Representative Kawasaki. Representative Hawker.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Bishop.
Present.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Olson.
Here.
Senator Dunleavy.
Here.
Chair Fairclough.
Here. We do have a quorum to conduct business. The first item on the agenda is taking up the meeting minutes. We'll look at January 14th first. Representative Hawker.
Okay, Madam Chairman, I move that the minutes from the LBNA meeting of January 14th, 2013 be approved as presented.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, those meeting minutes are approved. The next meeting minutes before us are January 18th, 2013.
Madam Chairman, I move the minutes from the LBNA meeting on January 18th, 2013 be approved as presented.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. Are there objections? Seeing and hearing no objections, the meeting minutes on January 18th, 2013 are approved. Next on the agenda, Chris Curtis, if I could have you join us at the microphone. We do have an independent audit. Does everybody have the appropriate paperwork before them? Ms. Curtis.
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, a legislative auditor. What you have before you is an audit of the state legislature's financial schedules for the fiscal year ended June 30th of 2012. The independent auditor's report includes an unqualified opinion, and that starts on page 1. The financial schedules themselves start on page 2, and they run through page 4, and the notes start on page 5. And you'll notice the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee has their own section of these financial schedules with their own totals. The independent auditor's report is unqualified. That means that the financial schedules are fairly presented in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. The letter that you also have is a letter to those charged with governance. This is a standard auditing procedure. Auditors are required to write this letter. It's a fairly new requirement, and the bullets you see in the letter are items that the auditors are required to specifically address in the letter. In reviewing the letter, there are no items noted that are unusual or of concern.
Thank you, Ms. Curtis. Are there questions from committee members? Seeing you, hearing none, thank you. Next, I just want to make sure everyone has binders. You had requested that our office provide you a review of 4 contracts, 3 of which were expiring on January 31st, 2011. We will be taking up the contract for Roger Marks in a bit, but are there questions on any of the other 2 contracts? Seeing none, specifically, there was a discussion at the last meeting to continue the services of Roger Marks. Specifically, Senator Meyer had interest in utilizing Mr. Marks in the Senate Finance Committee. Based on that discussion at the meeting, I have asked staff and legal to draft a new contract for Roger Marks. There was discussion about extending the previous contract, and we were advised to enter into a new contract just for clarity. As far as starting that, my staff did contact Mr. Marks. He was willing to come on board on a new contract again with us at the same rate that he had in the previous contract. So that process is underway right now. Is there any discussion on that particular point? Senator Meyer?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just would like to comment on Mr. Marks, if I may. Mr. Marks is been around for quite a while. He served as the petroleum economist with the State Department of Revenue for the tax division for over 25 years, and most of that time was spent analyzing our oil and gas production tax system. He's local. He's, I believe, either at Anchorage or the Mat-Su Valley. What's good about Mark is that he's very familiar with Alaska, and he's unlike some of the other consultants that we have or who are back east. You have a 4 or 5 hour time difference, and it makes it difficult to get a hold of him. It takes him a day to fly here and a day to fly back, whereas Mr. Marks has been pretty accessible. And so I think with his unique experience, having worked for the state and then also being familiar with our current tax regime, also having done a lot of international oil tax studies, and the fact that he knows the various North Slope fields up there, when you talk about Lisbon or Agnew, it doesn't just give you a kind of a blank look like some of the consultants who are outside. So I think he's got some unique experience, and he's local, and I think he would be a good balance to some of the international consultants that you have on contract.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. One of the issues under discussion is because we had had Mr. Marks retained, that should we go out to a competitive bid process, or was there value to the legislature in this committee to sole source a contract with Mr. Marks? So I'd like to read a justification clause.
If I might, before you get to that, Madam Chair, I did have a question about Senator Meyer's comments.
Representative Hawker.
With apologies. I just was curious what Senator, did I say Representative Meyer again? But Senator Meyer's, what is your intent with PFC, who had provided services for the past year? Is it your intent to no longer utilize their services? Or is, again, we're talking about the difference between a sole practitioner versus an international firm with very deep resources.
Senator Meyer?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Hawker, the Finance Committee, Senate Finance Committee would not be the only one using these consultants. Obviously, the Resources Committee will as well, and Senator Giesel may want to speak to that. But my current thought is that we would use both. PFC is excellent consulting group that we used extensively last year in the Senate, and I believe the House did as well. They do provide that international experience. They provide us great analytical modeling experience. But unfortunately, they are back east, Washington, D.C. There is a big a time delay. They aren't quite as familiar with the local oil fields up on the North Slope as Mr. Marks is. Mr. Marks also is a petroleum economist. I wouldn't expect him to do a lot of the analytical and modeling, but at the same time, he can give us more of the economic aspect. So I think Mr. Marks gives us the local perspective and gives us more of the economics background that we're looking for, combined with the PFC, who gives us more of the analytical and international perspective.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. Representative Hawker, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, I would. I'm a little concerned that there's any characterization being made that PFC has not been responsive, is not competent, is not knowledgeable in any way, shape, or form. I mean, we worked with them last year very extensively. They work, chosen, after a very rigorous process. It is certainly the decision of all committee chairs to whom they wish to have providing professional services, but I just want to stand clearly on the record against any indictment of PFC for any lack of capability or performance on their part. And I just would express a little bit of concern about having and their availability last year. They went absolutely beyond the call of duty to have people full-time in Juneau. And this is a lot for folks that have not been on this committee or were not in the legislature last year. That we're going to be asked to approve a $25,000 contract with an individual. That's 1,785 project hours at, I believe, is $140 an hour billing rate. That's just something to think about.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the Resources Chair And as someone who watched the process for the last 2 years from the audience perspective, I think both consultants bring different strengths to the table. And from the resources perspective, we do plan to call PFC to the table to talk to us about the international competitiveness and international capital movement around the world. But Mr. Marks brings, as Senator Meyer has alluded to, that local knowledge of our specific fields and the resources that are available there. So on the Resources Committee, I plan to utilize both consultants because they bring different strengths to the table. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Representative Herron.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess directed to the Finance Co-Chair of the Senate is Senator Meyer. Is so what I'm trying to understand here is that over the last couple of years, I watched PSC and then Mr. Marks as well. And so you're trying to utilize what's a lot of people have said is that Mr. Marks is sometimes in disagreement with all international oil and gas policy people. So is it you want this juxtapose, I guess, or you want this differing views so that you and your and the rest of the legislature can pick their own path? Is that what you're trying to do, sir?
Thank you, Representative Herron. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Herron. Yes, to answer your question succinctly, I think it is good to get differing viewpoints and then kind of analyze, and look at the differences and see, why are there differences. Frankly, I don't know how much we will use Mr. Marks. I think it's just good to have another tool in the toolbox, so to speak. We will use him some, just to kind of give us a general petroleum economic perspective of the oil tax bill. But actually, the actual modeling analytical work I would anticipate to be done by PFC.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Meyer, Representative Herron. Representative Joe.
Josephson.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I'm a little puzzled about the process and need some explanation about it. It sounded as if Senator Meyer was going to make a motion to use Roger Marks, and now I'm getting the sense that there won't be a motion. Committees will just choose whom they want to choose.
Representative, there are two different aspects of what you just proposed. One, there is going to be before the committee a selection of whether we want to enter into a sole source contract with Roger Marks at a specified amount. And I'm open for negotiation on the amount. As a new chair, I just wanted to make sure we have the greatest flexibility to provide chairman the opportunity to access that resource. The second point is procedurally how people would access the resources that LBNA provides on the contractor. Totally separate issue. We went over that at the last meeting, but what that is if the priority is going to be given to a chairman who has the bill in their possession if you have questions. And right now we're talking about being able to offer two different choices. PFC Energy could answer that question, or Roger Marks could answer that question if you run that question through the process.
All right. Well,
Representative Josephson.
Sure. I mean, I guess I'll go ahead and make my statement about this. It'll be brief. It's hard for me to vote on this because I've read the file or the binder. There's the most information on PFC. There's a dearth of information on Roger Marks. I like that he's local. His rates are low. It's sort of a difficult process. I mean, what I'd like to see is the most objective person and the person who's less interested in advocacy. That would be sort of my view of the matter. I'm willing to learn anything I can from the other members and see if that sways me one way or the other. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from committee members or comments? Under Section 040A1 of the Legislative Procurement Procedures, I have determined that it's not practical to solicit oil and gas consulting services using a competitive method bid to the committees established working relationship with Roger Marks. As a consultant, Mr. Marks is uniquely qualified given his background knowledge, his analytical experience on oil and gas fiscal regimes of the state of Alaska. Additionally, Mr. Marks has a distinctive background and professional experience with Alaska's tax statutes. Mr. Marks has been working with the committee on these issues, including legislation being considered by the legislature. Entering into this contract with Mr. Marks will allow for the continuity of his work in existing evaluations and analysis. Experience has shown Mr. Marks to be accessible and available for the expedient response to work requirements, which has proven to be very beneficial during the legislative deliberation process. It is in the agency and the legislative budget and audit committee's best interest to contract with Mr. Roger Marks to provide background knowledge and analytical resource in the analysis of proposed changes to the oil and gas fiscal regime of the state of Alaska due to his unique qualifications and extensive experience in working with the committees on these matters. Representative Hawker.
Okay, Madam Chair, at your request, I move the committee authorize the chair to enter into a sole source contract in the amount not to exceed $250,000 with Roger Marks for professional analysis and expert economic advice with respect to natural gas fiscal designs and the evaluation of development scenarios.
Is there any discussion on this issue?
May I object?
I think Senator Dunleavy had a question earlier.
Excuse me, through the chair.
It was just a procedural question on whether I vote or not, and I got the answer that I don't vote on this particular issue as an alternate.
Thank you for being here and following the process. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, as I read the motion here, and I'll be honest with you, it's the first time I've really kind of walked through the detail of this one. I looked at it in summary yesterday. The motion that I just made limits his professional analysis economic advice to natural gas fiscal systems and natural gas development scenarios. Is that your intent?
It is not.
Madam Chair, if I might amend my amendment. Madam Chair, I move an amendment to my most recent amendment and ask that it state with respect to oil and gas fiscal system designs and the evaluation of development scenarios.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. Did the clerk capture that? Are there questions from committee members? The intent of the amendment is to allow oil and natural gas conversations.
Madam Chair.
Representative Herron.
The contract length is until the 31st of January 2015?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Osterman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just I noticed that last year that it was $150,000 this year. It's a contract for $250,000. Are we expecting more work, or are we expecting the $140 an hour rate that was in the contract last time?
Representative Osterman, thank you for that question. Again, I haven't been a chairman before. I have no idea how Representative Marks at this time will be used with two sets of significant policies before us. We have an oil and gas taxation bill, as well as a pipeline bill and a gas conversation that may proceed. It was my best guess. If the committee is not comfortable with the contract at that amount, I'm certainly open to changing it. It's so that we have the access and that we did not need to bring it back before the committee, but I have no problem in doing so. Representative Osterman, followed by Representative Hawker.
You indicated the same rate as last time, so I was just curious. Is it the same rate per hour, or is it not to exceed 250? So that was not stated in the
Representative Osterman, when I started my statement, I said that he had agreed to come back and be retained for the same hourly rate at $140 per hour. So there's not a new expense. It just, I don't know the frequency of what committee chairs or others will ask for use of this.
Thank you for the clarification.
Representative Hawker.
No, thank you, ma'am. Just shedding some historic context on Mr. Mark's existing contract here. The contract that's before us is the, if you want to call it the residual contract left over from when he was contracted, and I think it gets close to 6 years ago, in a RFP process when the legislature was expecting AGEA to result in a pipeline project commencing immediately to design natural gas physical systems and evaluate the development scenario for those systems. Out of that selection process, which again was about 6 years ago, and I'm looking for Senator Meyer, I think it was about that for confirmation, the LBNA committee selected two contractors. One, the David Wood and Associates, to do a very detailed, very expensive modeling process. I mean, although since David Wood is located in England, as in the United Kingdom, England, there was a desire to have someone that was more local that could handle more local specific issues. Roger Marks at the time, with Mr. Logsdon, who also is a well-known state economist, responded. They were also selected. Subsequently, through amendments through the various years of the LBNA committee here, Mr. Logsdon had left the state. The contract was amended to reflect only Mr. Marks. He had done very minimal work under this contract, and I believe the number that is left on it is either the balance of the original contract. I'm pretty sure it's the balance of the original contract that was for services really very differently than contemplated under the current proposal. So it's kind of like it's a benchmark, but it's I would offer that it's not at all the same request.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. Thank you, Representative Osterman. Any other questions from the committee?
Madam Chair, just a comment.
Representative Herron.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is for our colleague to my left is about a comment about Mr. Marks. In my experience, and of course many of us have had him testify before us, is that he does bring a different lens than a lot of these experts that we do hire. And so at times he's very good, very enlightening, and then on the balance side, at times he can be annoying. But it does raise your level of inquiry with him. And so I'm in support of Mr. Marks based upon my experience.
Thank you, Representative Herron. Other comments from committee members? Mr. Meyer, would you like to maintain your objection?
Madam Chair, I remove my objection.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. Is there any further objection to approval of a sole source contract with Roger Marks? Seeing and hearing none, that contract is approved. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, it is 8:25, and we will adjourn.